presented by that time I got reincarnated in the same world as an anime podcaster, this is Shonen Jumping the Gun, the show where we set our sights on the first chapter of a manga and decide if it's a misfire or a bullseye.
Let's see how many rounds are in this magazine.
Today's episode, Mama Yu Yu. So welcome back, everybody. Episode 2. Wow, we've made it beyond our initial chapter. We're on chapter 2, which means I guess we can't listen to this. We can only listen to the first chapter of things.
We're not a flop.
We're not a flop. Well, no, we have to at least make it past 19 episodes to not be a flop.
Oh, okay.
We have to live.
I think we got it.
I think we got it of this. I think we could do that. Today,
since we're doing this twice a month, we should hit that before a year's up.
Yeah, we'll see if we can live longer than some of the series we're covering. That'll be fun. We'll have to have a special episode to visit the graveyard and see what's lived and what's not.
Oh yeah, we'll have to figure out how to do like recap stuff. Yeah.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Right now, we only have the information directly in front of us, and that is the first chapter of Mama Yu Yu, the first of a new batch of manga hitting Shonen Jump. In the year of our Lord, 2023, in September.
Oh boy, was this controversial on the Shonen Flop Discord.
Yes, this is a series that started 3 weeks ago. I do believe it is still very fresh at time of recording. I have complicated feelings on it. They're not complicated. They're very straightforward.
So
they're at odds, though.
I got into this the first off because someone was like, hey, this is an isekai.
It was me, was it not?
I think it was.
I believe it was when we were recording the mainline podcast, and I was like, I'm feeling about this. I bet you like it. You like isekais. This is isekai seeping its way. This is you seeping your seepy juices into Shonen Jump, where isekais or isekai-likes are generally kept away and at bay. It's my little private garden.
And it's got its claws in there, but this is not a full-on isekai.
No, but it's got its stink on it.
It's got reverse isekai energy, but it's also not the protagonist who's isekai'd or reverse isekai'd. So
but a lot
there's
of the
a
pieces
lot.
There. So yeah, I guess it's isekai in stereotype or like pieces, but not necessarily in definition.
It sits next to isekai on the bus.
Yes, very much. They are good friends. Clearly, because the author has been reading isekais, and then, in my opinion, didn't think that far beyond it. So we are set in a world, what, I believe our main character is named Yu Yu, right? Or no?
Corleo?
Corleo sounds right.
Yeah.
A weird name. I guess Mama Yu Yu is his mom?
No, her name's not Mama Yu Yu either.
Oh.
That's literally just I'm pretty sure that comes from Ma, as in, like, demon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then Yusha is hero, so it's a play on demon and hero.
Yeah, so in this world there is always a hero human and a demon lord. In this case, this is a boy who is now a teenager, and this woman who we admittedly haven't learned that much about yet, who is the demon lord, and they are living together. She is his surrogate mom, I think.
Yeah,
it's not super clear.
He's an orphan, and she picked him up basically right after the war between the demons and the humans ended, because the previous hero sacrificed himself to do that, which is, it's unclear at this time how that worked.
Yeah, but in a way that I don't trust the author has an actual, like, scenario in his head already. It's just like, oh, he's dead, and that solved the problem. So this leaves our hero protagonist in a world without war going, what does it mean to be a hero?
He says that a lot.
Hey, Brad, what does it mean to be a hero? Hi, I've been going to acting classes.
But, you know, I mean, the question that we all have on our minds is, what does it mean to be a hero?
But what does it mean to be a hero, Brad? I don't know.
Apparently,
that's the answer the manga gives us. Is the answer is I don't know.
Apparently, it means crying a lot.
It means being a baby. It means wah, I can't be a hero. I can't be a hero in a world without war, because I can only be a hero via violence. This was my read on it, and I got really pissy about it.
So yeah, that I think that leads us well into sort of the weird state that this first chapter lives in, which is in my opinion, right in the middle of like the idea here could potentially be good, but so far the execution has been not great.
Well, let's get to what actually happens in that first chapter, sort of, is that another hero shows up into the world. He isekais in.
Right.
Somehow. And he's like, hey, there's a demon lord coming. We need to be ready for it. But then also you learn that it's like, you can't have two heroes or two demon lords in the same spot, but they're not really clear about what happens, and it's just a mess, unless yeah. I'm an idiot, which is possible. But it's just, it feels like a lot of, like, I'm playing with my isekai toys, but I'm just like, oh, this sounds cool, I'll do this. But again, nothing really got... It feels like, you know what we've talked about? Like, sometimes an author makes a first chapter and it's really good, and then chapter two, you're like, oh, they caught the mail truck. They don't know where to go now.
Yeah.
This feels like one that already caught the mail truck in the middle of chapter one. You're just like... Because it feels, I think at the end, it feels like a one-shot. If there were not more chapters coming, I could have believed it was almost a one-shot.
So the way that the first chapter is executed, where at the end, there's like a whole big thing, and like the isekai hero sacrifices himself, and then like our protagonist hero is like, he tried to be a hero, but he got killed, but then he got brought back by the other hero sacrificing himself, yeah. And all that stuff going on. It like... It has all these touchstones of like a big, exciting story, but it feels too compressed and almost like the author just wrote down a bunch of bullet points of cool ideas and then was like, how do I stuff this into a single chapter?
I've said it's got big I'm 14 and this is deep vibes.
Yeah.
Like the dialogue is never that, like it's trying to pick at big things, but it doesn't know how to talk about them or what to say about them meaningfully.
Right.
I'm still confused about the main hero's relationship with the demon lord, who is essentially his mom, but they don't have a relationship that's like they lived together for a long time. They talk to each other like almost like coworkers.
Yeah, and they set it up as like, oh, this is going to be an exploration of their relationship.
And then
as
it
like
just isn't.
A mother and son,
yeah.
And like exploring... Because she like doesn't want him to put himself in danger.
Yeah,
but
which I think
like,
is very meaningful because, again, it's like the war is over. You don't need to be a part of violence or danger anymore. There yeah. are other ways to help the world. I also think it is interesting that it's like usually the hero and the demon lord are supposed to be opposed, but now they're living under one roof. And like that feels like a comedy that has already happened. Like that seems like another manga that like there's something there of like, oh, the hero is now living with yeah. the demon lord and they have to get along as some sort of family unit. And like as cheap as that could be, I don't know if I would read a lot of it, but like I would check that out because that sounds like something, and that's also not what happens.
Well, right.
Here.
Meanwhile, there's no comedy in this.
No, like, it's not funny at all.
There's a quip every once in a while, but it's so not a comedy.
It's not funny. It's not deep. It feels very hollow.
So
it's doing a bunch of things, but nothing feels like
yeah. There's
meaningful.
There's the additional. There's the additional issue that the artwork is less than stellar. In a way that is hard to put your finger on, but you can feel it. So when you just look at a single page, mostly you get the sense of like, oh, I think this artist knows what they're doing. But then you look a little closer, or rather don't. If you just look for a little while, you start going like, something feels off here. The proportions are a little bit wrong. Some of the shot setup just feels awkward and not quite right. It's I feel like this is someone's second manga.
Or that it's like a draft. Like it feels potentially. It's just again, this comes to my thing of like again, first chapter. We don't have a lot of information. Some great supernova series start with crappy first chapters. Because you don't know where it's going, they're finding their legs and it can become something else. But you get a sense of the author's general chops to
right.
set situations up, draw interesting arts and frames, have interesting dialogue, have interesting concepts. Like you can, even if you're not going to see, it doesn't a series does not have to reveal all of what it's about in chapter one.
Right.
But you can get a sense of the author's ability to just do anything related to storytelling or creating a manga.
Right.
And there was nothing I saw in this that made me think this author had anything to really add to anything.
Well, and so I
think admittedly some of that is my isekai box, that's, I will say.
I think that's the point where I have to sort of push back, because while I don't think this is all that great, I don't think it's terrible.
It's not, it is not rancid garbage.
I wouldn't even, I think this is something that's like trash adjacent. Like it's a paper bag that has like a stain in the bottom, but you're like, maybe we shouldn't throw it out. We can probably still use it.
I feel apt. It's the food that got left in the fridge just long enough where it's questionable. Like, I could eat this and be fine, but I also could not be fine.
Yeah. Like, it's not spoiled.
I like this food also, metaphor we're doing for these.
It's like, yeah, it's been a week. A lot of people would throw it out. Personally,
you would eat it.
I eat a lot
out.
Of stuff. Yeah. I would eat it.
You would eat it, Brad.
And you know what? It still tastes all right.
That's fine.
It's not as tasty as some of the other stuff, especially the fresher stuff.
Yeah.
But it's still edible.
It's food. It's describable as food. Yeah. It's Mama Yuyu for you. It's kind of a mess. I guess we'll go, unless you have something else you'd like to talk about for it.
No, we can get into
it. Let's get to the ratings. So between Certified Flop, Flop, It'll Live, Hit, and Supernova, Brad, Isekai Sensei-sama, what do you think Mama Yuyu is?
It'll live.
I'm going to stick to what I said it in the flop poll. This is a certified flop, and I will spit on this thing's grave when it dies. Some of that almost is my own burning vitriol. I know technically this vote is supposed to be supposed to be separate from our feelings on it, but like, also, no, it's not. So.
Almost everyone in the flop pool called this a certified flop.
Or flop. Yeah.
And honestly,
I think you were the start of It'll Live, and then some other people came out of the woodwork because they felt like they were the only ones. But nobody said, like, this is... Nobody came like, oh my... Well, I guess somebody did, and I'm like, I'm never listening to this person. I've marked them out. I go, listen to them.
I can't say that this is a hit. It's certainly not a supernova, like, far and away from that. But given the level of quality that you get from some of the mainline stuff that just lives for a while, that's sort of just consumable, it's not necessarily like super stimulating or crazy good action or anything like that. It's got, I think it has longevity to
it. It is aggressively sub-fine.
Honestly, I think fine. I think I would bump that up to fine.
Okay.
I wouldn't bump it up to good, but fine.
It didn't do anything. Like, admittedly, this is the gamble with manga sometimes, especially in Jump, where like a chapter can be rancid, where a thing happens where I actively go, "Ew, gross, don't do that."
Hmm.
And admittedly, this didn't do that. It just did a bunch of things where I'm like, this is such a mess. This is such a lack of ability.
I should have mentioned this when we were talking about the art. There is one specific thing that I was like, oh, this is why this will do well, and this is why the author is doing this. The Demon Lords.
Oh, I didn't remember if they showed up in chapter one.
They're the one.
Yeah.
The first one.
Those are cool. Spoiler alert, more things like that show up, and they're like, where have you been hiding this? Yeah. Why are you should be writing something else.
The author spent all of their time drawing the Demon Lords from other worlds. And it really shows, because first of all, the designs are crazy, which is like...
Of the Demon Lords. Nobody else has crazy designs. They're very just sort of rote designs.
And so you get these like... It's like... what's the Cthulhu universe thing? I forget. We need Cthulhu? Ben here for that. But like the Lovecraft kind of thing it's like, you know, super otherworldly and just like horrifying and like almost... Almost a Junji Ito kind of vibe.
Yes.
But Junji Ito's style is somewhat different. But like that sort of feeling you get from looking at just this grotesque thing. I think that's the big reason why it will live.
It has potential in that, because it's like, hey, more heroes and demon lords and stuff is just going to start showing up through, are going to be isekai to this world. And that gives it a lot of space to instantly inject new things. I guess where do you think this could go? Like what is a predicted future from our chapter one?
I mean, there's a lot the author could do with it, because they've already they introduce the concept of other worlds immediately.
Yeah.
So there's always the possibility to go to other worlds.
That just somebody new and interesting will show up and completely change.
Right.
Like, it's a really good writer's door open to be like, hey, this can just start being good at any moment, right, depending on what shows up or what happens next.
You can bring other heroes and demon lords in.
Or other things.
Have,
who knows?
Our protagonists go to other places, you know, magical MacGuffin stuff. I got to go to this world and do this thing.
I have to see how awful war is and actually learn that what my mom's been telling me is true. Or maybe not. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the series cares about my feelings that a hero doesn't need to be violent to be a hero. But that's me.
I think there's a lot of places it could go. I don't really trust the author yet.
Yeah, I had a driver's license, but I do not trust this teen to go driving outside of curfew right now.
So I think we're going to have to wait and see, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going
to... I'm chained to it.
It might,
I will read it.
It might fail, but I don't think it's a certified flop.
That's some of my vitriol burning in my throat, admittedly. But yeah, it's Mama Yu Yu. It's a mess, but I guess it'll live.
Well, I'm going to keep reading it.
Yeah, I guess, Brad, you've already said that. I mean, if I wasn't involved in this death cult of the flop pool, I probably would drop it.
Well, and so...
now I am a part of this cult, so I have to keep up with it of burning curiosity and hatred.
We need to be clear for this podcast.
Yes.
What is something we are going to keep reading because we like it versus we have to read this to see where it goes. I'm going to keep reading this because... I enjoy it enough.
What am I reading because I like, and what am I reading because I feel obligated to be a part of the discussion? And this is a big obligated one for me.
Now, it definitely has the potential for me to be like, no, thank you, at some point in the future.
Yep.
But for now, first chapter, spoilers, I read 3 chapters so far. I'm enjoying it. It's, again, not great, but it's, you know, a chapter a week. It's enjoyable enough.
It's food. It's describable as food. So that has been Mama Yu Yu. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Shonen Jumping the Gun. Brad, hit me with those plugs.
Well, we want to thank Sugoi Mart for partnering with us. Sugoi Mart's a retailer of Japanese snacks, drinks, toys, and merch. And they got a lot of cool stuff you just can't get outside of Japan. Check out the links in the description or use code APR15 at checkout to get 15% off your first order, which also helps us out. You can let us know what you think on social media, which you can find links for on our website, animepodcasterreincarnation.com. You can also leave comments about these podcast episodes and also find other posts and reviews. Be sure to check out our Patreon. Supporters get perks like getting to vote on which series to cover on heroin addiction, as well as getting the high-quality stereo version of the podcast early. And we'd love to hear what perks you'd like. And we've got to give our patrons a shout-out. So we've got Rainbow Jello, also known as Moon, friend of the show. Moon is a moderator over on the r/Otome Isekai subreddit, which you can find by going to otomeisekai.com. We've also got Rina, who's our favorite fan. She comments all the time. We really appreciate that. And last but not least, our newest patron, Cake Dwarf.
Thank you, patrons. And if you'd like to play at home, you can join us on the Shonen Flop Discord where I run the Flop Pool, where you can cast your vote if you think a new series will live or die, and look back and go, wow, what was I thinking? Or go, wow, I'm a genius, I was right the first time.
Luckily, you can't vote on Mama Yu Yu anymore, so no people joining and saying it's a certified flop.
You can vote when we come back around for our second round of voting, I think around chapter 7, I believe, is what we've agreed on for now.
All right.
So hold your vote in your heart. Thank you once again for listening. I hope you listen to our mainline podcast, That Time I Got Reincarnated in the Same World as an Anime Podcaster. And Brad, what does it mean to be a hero? But Brad, what does it mean to be a hero?
What does it mean to be a hero?
But Brad, what does it mean to be a hero?
Kermit, what does it mean to be a hero?
Isekai Sensei-sama, what does it mean to be A hero.
Kermit, what does it mean to be a hero?
What does it mean to be a hero?
What does it mean to be a hero?
I'm holding out for a hero. I don't know what it is, but I'm holding out.
What does it mean to be a hero?